So what's your name, sir?
My name is Guillaume de Rochelle.
Guillaume, I'm Jamie.
Hello,
Jamie. Nice to meet you. So tell us what you're here to talk about.
I'm innovation manager at Valeo, and I'm there to try to speak about automotive innovation, especially those who are connected with this very nice environment at CES. Because we really believe at Valeo that the new man-machine interface will start at consumer electronic and then jump into the automotive.
So, and so you got a chance to, you have the automated cars, right?
Sure. In fact, we are demonstrating there the three pillars of what we call intuitive driving. So intuitive driving is autonomous car.
Mm-hmm.
And then the driver uses saved time instead of driving task to perform any other task, to be connected, to dial mails or whatever, to watch videos, etc. This is the third, the second pillar. And the third pillar is man-machine interface, because for sure, driving an automatic car might be scary and might be not so easy. So for sure, we have to have a very nice and we call it intuitive at Valeo, intuitive man-machine interface. So everything has to, you need to feel it obvious.
Yes.
Nice, even.
And make you feel comfortable, you feel relaxed and at ease with the interface.
The ultimate goal is you forget it. You forget the technology. It seems to be obvious since you have it for forever.
Forever. And it's also safer.
Safer.
Because the machine is not going to become distracted by other things around the car or in the car. The machine's going to pay attention to the road.
Far safer. We estimate that more than 90% of accidents and fatalities are due to human beings. So driving in automatic will decrease drastically the accidents.
That's amazing. You know, we had our one of our members here, one of our hosts here, Marlo, actually went for a ride today in one of the automatic cars and went around. And he said that someone actually pulled in front of them and stopped short. And the car, it really scared him because he wasn't sure the car was going to stop. And it did, perfectly safe, and probably said stop better than he did.
Sure. This is exactly what we target at Valeo, that not only the car does better than a normal driver, but also the one who is behind the steering wheel feel comfortable with. So you get used to this behavior, and then at the end of the day, it's obvious for you. And believe me, it's very difficult to make it simple.
I believe it is. And it's interesting to see how this has progressed year after year after myself coming here to CES for many years have seen this driverless car, this automatic car, become more and more innovative and more high tech and more capable.
Sure. And also more green, because when you drive an automatic car, you will save CO2 emission and fuel economy as well, because the machine will do far better than a new normal driver can do. So we play on the three pillars: safety, comfort, and fuel economy. It comes together, it's not separated. I mean, when you are comfortable, you are not under stress, so it's far safer. And as you feel comfortable, you don't press the pedal, and the driving pleasure change.
Wow. That's amazing. And what are some of the innovations? What do you have eyes on the future? What are the next steps for you with those three pillars?
Next steps. Maybe the most difficult one is man-machine interface. This is why this is so important at Valeo to be part of this CES, because man-machine interface, first you try it at home for entertainment, for any kind of device. And then once it's well accepted, you can use it in your car. For the moment, and this is exactly the sense of your questions, you feel as automotive and home appliance or whatever mm-hmm. are separated. We really believe at Valeo that it is a continuous stream of information. And now automotive, the interface, it is not your interface. It's the interface of the brand. It might change. I mean, today you are used to your interface coming from your smartphone or whatever.
Right.
So why don't we embed this interface in your car? So you don't discover a new interface, you feel at home. And it's feasible.
That's amazing. I'm really looking forward to where this goes next. And what do you see is one of the things that's holding back this automated car industry?
Okay, there are regulations. There are also people acceptance, because running into a car without driving is not so comfortable. So at Valeo, we believe it has to come step by step, one step after another. Today, everybody is used to cruise control or speed limit or whatever. It's not an issue you're familiar with. Automatic cruise control, adaptive cruise control is already not that well known. So autonomous driving is next step. And not in any condition. So this is why in our demo car, we present automatic driving for highway conditions, because you feel safer in highway compared to city driving. For sure, at Valeo, we know how to achieve automatic driving in city conditions. But we don't believe it's so smart to start with city driving, because there are pedestrians everywhere, there are signals, there are cars coming from every corner. You don't feel very comfortable with automatic behavior. So first step, let's use it in highway, relax, so it saves times. It saves millions of people will enjoy it. Next step will come in city condition.
Very good, very good. Well, where can people find out more information about what you're doing in these advances?
Where?
On the web. Where
on
can
the
they
web,
find
for sure, on the Valeo site, which is a wonderful website. You can find everything about our company. So Valeo is a tier one company, fully global, operating in not only in ADAS, I mean driving assistance features, and lighting, we are demonstrating there, but also in HVAC, comfort, thermal comfort, because thermal is also part of the comfort, but also into wipers, clutches, etc., etc.
Right.
But there at Valeo, we are at CES, and we are emphasizing about these product lines. I mean, automatic lighting, running in high beam without glaring anybody. I'm sure it's a dream for everybody.
Yes.
It's not yet permitted in the US, but it's already permitted in Europe. So we will import this technology in the US very soon.
Excellent. And we can find out more at valeo.com, valeo.com, where you can find all kinds of information about everything that they're doing, including, of course, the automated cars and other tools for our driving.
There is something I would like to highlight, if you allow me. So what we call the Valeo Innovation Challenge.
Please do.
Valeo Innovation Challenge is we ask directly to students, engineers, and any others to put ideas on the paper. And for the very best of them, we will pay for prototyping.
Wow.
And they will see their dreams realized. This is the Valeo Innovation Challenge. So if there are some students there, I'm sure there are. They are kindly invited. I'm sure most of them have ideas for car of the future. So let's try to be the Valeo Innovation winner.
I think that's a
great
idea.
That is a huge prize, which is 100,000 euros. So
that's great. And it gives them the ability to realize their own vision, their own dream.
And also to enter in contact with engineers, because we are looking, I'm 50, so I'm looking for the future, but those who are 20, 25, I'm sure they have other ideas I have not in mind.
I think so. I think so as well. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate you coming on. Thank you.
Thank you very
and
much.
And we'll look forward to what you can bring back next year.
Ah, this is still a secret.
See you next time. Thank you.
Thank you.